So I travel a fair amount, and I went to, first of all, the website to sign up. And boy, this is no easy thing to sign up for this pass when you travel internationally and then you come back into America. Last time I did it, the line, I was talking to Mike McConnell on the air about this, the line was literally 2.5 hours long that we're and to come back into America. Previously, a few months before that, we had been to Africa. Nairobi's airport was nicer, more accommodating, and better, and more welcoming. I mean, I felt like I was, I mean, you saw these wheelchairs lined up. I mean, it was horrible. Don't know why we're doing that. It has to do with the budget cutbacks, is what I've read. I don't really know how this can even be allowed to go on in America. But I travel enough where I wanted the perk, and you pay for it, to not only when you go into the country, you just swipe at a kiosk your passport, but in addition to that, when you travel domestically, you go through security a bit faster if you sign up for this thing. So I fill out all this stuff online. And when I say all this stuff, I mean all this stuff. It took a couple of hours. So I fill it out online. And then if you're very lucky, you don't have a criminal record. And if their bloodhounds approve you, I guess, then TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, says, come on down. And we want an in-person interview with you. And you have to bring proof of where you live and your passport and your driver's license and all this paperwork with you. So I did, and I'm nervous. I mean, when I walk in there, I felt a little better because there's a Belgian Malinois right at the door. A security dog makes me feel good because I like dogs. Most people might be intimidated. I'm not sure. So I sit down with the guy, and he says, what do you do for a living? So I said, I'm a dog and cat behavior consultant. I write newspaper columns. I'm on the radio. He said, on the radio? Where? So I said, on WGN. He said, I know you. He said, you're at the dog show a lot too, right? And I said, yeah. Well, we ended up talking about dogs for most of the time. But as we're talking, this lady from another room, I couldn't see her face. I just heard the voice say, is it him? And I thought, oh no, they're going to arrest me. They have found me out. I was so nervous. And I think it's him. I hear him. Well, it turns out she recognized my voice. Because she's a regular listener to this radio show and has heard me on for years at WGN. They couldn't have been nicer there. We'll see if this thing really works, you know, when I begin to travel. But it was a fun, as it turned out, for me, it was a fun experience. It is 1:42 on WGN, and in the studio now, Merrill and John Suter. They are going to talk about how your dog or cat will be able to do this, apparently. Go to a street corner, a busy street corner in Chicago, and John, is this true where your dog will be able to stick out, or someone's dog can just stick out their paw and hail a taxi driven by you? Is that how it works?
If they're that well-trained, absolutely. We would definitely stop for them and pick them up.
You know, veterinary visits are down all across America, unfortunately, and it is something you're going to hear me talk more and more about. It bothers me, and it bothers me that our pets are actually getting sicker, even though veterinary medicine can do more for our pets than ever before. One of the reasons, and there are many reasons for this, but one of the reasons people, especially in places like Chicago or New York or Philadelphia or Pittsburgh or Los Angeles, they cannot get to the veterinarian. They may be elderly, and they may not have family members who can drive them, or they themselves may not have a car. Now, there are zip cars and that sort of services, which helps. But you provide a really interesting and important service, not only to get to the veterinarian, but much more than that, that we'll talk about. How did you come up with this pet transport idea?
Well, it was out of necessity comes an activity. And it all started with my wife walking our rescued greyhound one day, and I'll let her finish his story.
Yeah, well, I was walking the greyhound.
Yeah?
I was walking my greyhound, a 90-pound greyhound, and it was attacked by an English bulldog.
Right there?
Unfortunately, and we only had one vehicle in the family at the time. And my husband had the vehicle at the time, wasn't home, and I had no way to get my dog to the vet. I had no neighbors. They were all working or, you know, not able to take me. Couldn't get a taxi cab, called several of them. They wouldn't accept the liability of taking a 90-pound dog in their taxi.
Yeah, taxis won't. Let's pick it up from there, because I think it's a great story, but moreover, it is a great service that you guys provide. So I'm happy to have you here. Hit the road. We are talking transporting pets. 720 WGN. I am Steve Dale. 11 minutes before 2 o'clock. It is 1:51, and we have in the studio with us Merrill and John Suter of Chicago Pet Transport. So you basically kind of described the need for this and how it all came about in the first place. The question that I have for both of you is, Merrill, how does it work? So let's say I want, or John, doesn't matter. So let's say I want to ride for my dog. Can I accompany my dog or cat? Do you include birds and lizards? And
We take in almost any type of pet that will fit inside the vehicle. No horses, no ponies, but everything smaller than that is fine.
Now, you were saying at the break, one of the places you often go is veterinary clinics, including the emergency clinic, Chicago Veterinary Emergency and Specialty Center that we spoke about.
Correct. A lot of patients or clients and their pets, for some reason, over the holiday weekends, have a lot of situations that arise.
I swear, it always happens on holidays. I don't know why that is.
And also at 3 in the morning as well.
Yes,
I get
yes.
calls. And
do you do it 24/7?
Absolutely.
Really?
We're available 24/7. We have a stretcher to move animals if necessary via that process.
You're also kind of a pet ambulance in a way?
Well, we can't treat or give any medications, things like that.
But
we can certainly get them there.
And
we do allow one of the clients to ride with us with their pet at all times if they so desire. Some of them, especially if it's an emergency, will drive behind me just in their vehicle just so they, because they're going to be there a while. It's not going to be a 30-minute visit. It's going to be a couple hours possibly. So they usually follow behind and meet
Why wouldn't they, if they're going to do that, why wouldn't they put them in their own
Well, sometimes car? The animal's too big. If it's on a stretcher, you certainly can't get that into your backseat of your vehicle in some cases. So, and it's a lot easier for them overall. I mean, it's a lot safer transport for the pet themselves. They don't have to worry about, you know, the legs getting caught somewhere or something like that. But we try to be there as quick as possible. If it's during the day, as soon as the driver's free, we would send them to that location.
That's a tough thing to talk about, but one of the services you provide also are pets that in-home euthanasia has occurred or the pet has just died, and you will handle that as well?
Absolutely. We have professional crematory bags that we place them into. I think it's much better than a garden trash bag to place them in.
Yeah.
It looks much more professional, and we handle them as if they were our own pet and take them out to the vehicle and then transport them either to their vet or a crematorium that I deal with out in Justice.
Most people wouldn't want to do that, you know, themselves.
It's a very emotional time for everyone involved.
And, of course.
It's extremely difficult.
As well as
when their dog or cat is ill, you know, trying to handle it that way.
Sure. What parts of the city and suburbs do you cover?
Well, right now we cover the entire city of Chicago. We also cover Beverly, Burbank, Clarendon Hills, Countryside, Evanston, Wilmette. I'm trying to think where else. Lincolnwood, Oak Lawn.
Yeah, Oak Brook, Skokie.
Western Springs,
yeah, which is
well met, yeah.
Yeah, quite a list of suburbs.
And we have 5 drivers, so we're spread out, and we're hoping to expand our service even further.
Do you also pick up pets from places?
Absolutely. If they need to, we pick them up at the vet or at their daycare center, bring them back to their home.
Have you done airport pickups?
Occasionally I do that. Mostly that's handled by another firm I work with that does that exclusively.
Oh, because that would be... That's a good thing, because that means they're getting a puppy.
Hey, I've delivered one from the Drake Hotel, believe it or not, that was brought in by plane and delivered out to Barrington. So it does happen.
So you heard me tell my TSA story, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at the airport, I'm there, and this woman is juggling 3 puppies, Belgian Malinois puppies. 3! And we tend to only have 2 hands. You know, so she's juggling them and about to get on the escalator, and she's got these big backpack things on and some dog carriers. I don't know how she was holding it all. And I said, can I give you some help? And she turned around and she's about to step on the escalator. She said, are you sure you know how to hold a dog? And as she did that, she saw it was me. And I said, yeah, I think I can hold a puppy. And she said, you're Steve Dale. And I said, yeah. Well, it turns out that she's a dog behavior consultant, a colleague of mine who I, in truth, had not met in person before, but I knew who I knew of her, and she had seen me present at a conference. And I helped her take the dog out, and the dog peed, and we all celebrated.
What a small world, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how can people find you in our small world?
Well, it's easy. We have a website, chicagopettransport.com, or they can call us at 312-256-4474.
Okay, I'll give that information one more time, or let you do it. How much is the fee for this?
One way is $32. That takes up to 30 minutes of travel time of pickup to time of drop-off. And then, if it goes over, it's more. If it's an hour trip, it's $60.
So it's less than parking in the city.
Right. And also it's...
anything is less than parking in the city.
And we only transport one animal, one family's pets with the owner. We don't put multiple pets in there. So it's strictly like a limousine service almost.
A limousine service for pets. Not so bad. But except instead of reading the New York Times, they go on it. But that's a whole other thing. Give me the website again and the phone number.
Sure. It's chicagopettransport.com. And the phone number is 312-256-4474.
All right. Thank you both very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.